John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on the 22nd of November in 1963 by Lee Harvey Oswald as he was traveling with his wife, the governor, and the governor's wife in a presidential motorcade. The 35th President of the United States was assassinated on a Friday afternoon, and the 10-month-long investigation into that incident. The term small business is one that seems to have various definitions, depending on who you ask. For some, it's a typical mom-and-pop grocery store in a quiet neighborhood. Bob entered his stateroom, and luckily, Charlie wasn't there. As he sat and started working on the arrangement for the first unwrap, there was a knock on his stateroom door. It was Mac.
"Come on in,"
Bob said. SKCM Brown came in and sat down in Charlie's chair next to his tiny desk. Bob noticed the sweat beads dripping off of Mac's forehead and around his open collar.
"Want a nice cold soda there, Mac?"
"Sure, yes, sir."
"Well, Master Chief, you've done this before, so why don't you tell me what your best plan of attack is for getting the cargo transferred according to this tentative obsched that Lieutenant Vogel provided me in my in-basket today?"
"Well, sir, first is we've got 13 ships to receive cargo, including the USS George Schultz, CVN 68.
Much of what's referenced in the essays that follow, the subject of Civil War unionism, dissent, and resistance, remains at the margins of Texas history. Historians frequently point to the fact that over 14,000 Texans...
Chapter 1. Trail of Death. Noon came blazing hot, scorching anything stupid enough to be out in the open, and blinding anyone dumb enough to glance upward. But the two riders on this dusty trail weren't stupid or dumb. They were Coyote Cal and his trusty sidekick, Big Yap.
"We must be quavy,"
Yap gasped, hunkered down in his saddle, as grimy rivulets streaked his wizened face and invaded his grizzly beard.
"Going all this way?"
Cal drew rein and frowned.
"Yap, did you take out your teeth?"